He began wandering, still slowly, around the pleasant if shabby living room. He stopped before a picture on the piano of a small group of men standing together on a beach.
Who's this?
Oh, a bunch of scientists.
Where?
Meg went over to the picture. Cape Canaveral, this one's father.
Which?
Here.
The one with glasses? Yep, the one who needs a haircut. Meg giggled, forgetting her worries and her pleasure at showing Calvin the picture. His hair is sort of the same color as mine, and he keeps forgetting to have it cut. Mother usually ends up doing it for him, she bought clippers and stuff, because he won't take the time to go to the barber. Calvin studied the picture.
I like him,
he announced judiciously.
Looks kind of like Charles Wallace, doesn't he?
Meg laughed again.
When Charles was a baby, he looked exactly like Father. It was really funny.
Calvin continued to look at the picture. He's not handsome or anything, but I like him. Meg was indignant.
He is too handsome.
Calvin shook his head. Nah, he's tall and skinny like me.
Well, I think you're handsome, Meg said.
Father's eyes are kind of like yours, too.
You know, really blue.
Only you don't notice his as much because of the glasses.
Where is he now?
Meg stiffened. But she didn't have to answer, because the door from lab to kitchen slammed, and Mrs. Murray came in carrying a dish of stew.
Now, she called, I'll finish this up properly on the stove.
Have you done your homework, Meg?
Not quite, Meg said, going back into the kitchen. Then I'm sure Calvin won't mind if you finish before dinner.
Sure, go ahead.
Calvin fished in his pocket and pulled out a wad of folded paper.
As a matter of fact, I have some junk of mine to finish up. Math. That's one thing I have a hard time keeping up in. I'm okay on anything to do with words, but I don't do as well with numbers.
Mrs. Murray smiled. Why didn't you get Meg to help you?
But, see, I'm several grades above Meg.
Try asking her to help you with your math anyhow, Mrs. Murray suggested.
Well, sure, Calvin said, here, but it's pretty complicated.
Meg smoothed out the paper and studied it.
Do they care how you do it? She asked.
I mean, can you work it out your own way?
Well, sure, as long as I understand and get the answers right.
Well, we have to do it their way.
Now look, Calvin, don't you see how much easier it would be if you did it this way?
Her pencil flew over the paper.
Hey, Calvin said, hey, I think I get it.
Show me once more on another one.
Again, Meg's pencil was busy. All you have to remember is that every ordinary fraction can be converted into an infinite periodic decimal fraction. See? So, 3/7 is 0.428571.
This is the craziest family, Calvin grinned at her.
I suppose I should stop being surprised by now, but you're supposed to be dumb in school, always being called up on the carpet.
Oh, I am.
The trouble with Meg and math, Mrs. Murray said briskly, is that Meg and her father used to play with numbers, and Meg learned far too many shortcuts. So when they want her to do problems the long way round at school, she gets sullen and stubborn, and sets up a fine mental block for herself.
Are there any more morons like Meg and Charles around, Calvin asked? If so, I should meet more of them.
It might also help if Meg's handwriting were legible, Mrs. Murray said. With a good deal of difficulty, I can usually decipher it. But I doubt very much if her teachers can or are willing to take the time. I'm planning on giving her a typewriter for Christmas. That may be a help.
If I get anything right, nobody will believe it's me, Meg said.
What's a megaparsec? Calvin asked.
One of the father's nicknames for me, Meg said. It's also 3.26 million light years.
What's E equals MC squared?
Einstein's equation.
What's E stand for?
Energy.
M, mass.
C squared.
The square of the velocity of light in centimeters per second. By what countries is Peru bounded?
I haven't the faintest idea. I think it's in South America somewhere.
What's the capital of New York?
Well, New York City, of course.
Who wrote Boswell's Life of Johnson?
Oh, Calvin, I'm not any good at English.
Calvin groaned and turned to Mrs. Murray.
I see what you mean.
Her I wouldn't want to teach.
She's a little one-sided, I grant you, Mrs. Murray said, though I blame her father and myself for that. She still enjoys playing with her doll's house, though.
Mother! Meg shrieked in agony.
"Oh, darling, I'm sorry," Mrs. Murray said swiftly, "but I'm sure Calvert understands what I mean."